Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Wheat producers through the Oklahoma Wheat Commission actively support the wheat breeding efforts of the Wheat Improvement Team at Oklahoma State University and wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver. Dr. Carver has a vision of helping wheat producers succeed not just as grain producers, but also as food crop producers.
Exactly. Yeah, this is the prize food of human civilization. It's what got us started. And that's the way we need to approach it from a plant breeding standpoint. Let's not just think about yield, test weight, and protein. We'll do that. But let's be a little bit more sophisticated and give this food crop the attention it deserves and bring out the best qualities of it. I mean, there's a lot of good qualities in the wheat germ. You get bioactive compounds that help us in our health and nutrition. There's things in the bran. Those are kind of that's the frontier where I think we are approaching, if not in, to address conventional wheat breeding.
Learn more about how the Oklahoma Wheat Commission is working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer at okwheat.org.
Well, live cattle futures failed to the upside, with April and June closing lower yesterday. The large premium of futures to cash may have an impact, even if cash trades higher again this week. There is some indicating packers will be raising bids in order to get the cattle they need, but the futures may have already seen this and factored it in. Box beef prices being lackluster may indicate prices moved high enough to begin to slow demand. However, 1 or 2 days of lower box beef does not mean much overall, but it could be a signal. Hog futures showed a similar pattern as cattle, with closer months unable to close in positive territory, with the exception of February. The February contract only has 3 days remaining for trading and will remain close to cash. Cash increased quite nicely Tuesday as packers purchased hogs as much as $3.48 higher. That may be hard to top the rest of the week, but with the cutouts continuing to post positive gains, it will be difficult to make a bearish case for the market. On the grain, selling pressure at all three wheat exchanges overnight, adding to yesterday's losses and keeping the overall contraction consolidation pattern in place. The February WASDE was a mixed bag for the wheat market, with no changes in the U.S., some supportive data from China, and a smattering of changes for other global exporters. The lack of change to the U.S. balance sheet was not surprising, as recent demand data is just enough to justify current estimates. Weaker corn prices overnight, following through on yesterday's key reversal as traders expressed disappointment after the February WASDE release. Fundamentally, there wasn't anything negative in the report, but the data the USDA produced simply wasn't as bullish as the average trade estimates would have liked. Lower trade across the soy complex overnight, with modest losses being posted in sympathy with the lower trade in corn and wheat. The complex was able to turn in a solid session yesterday, rallying on support of USDA data and resisting the urge to trade lower following grains. We're going to check futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
February live cattle up 87, 117.45. April down 12, 123.82. March feeder cattle up 120 yesterday, 138.65. April up 170, 143.17. April hogs down 27, 80.37. Yesterday, Kansas City wheat, the March was down 6 cents, 633.5. May was down 5 and 3 quarters at 638.5. Chicago wheat, March down 6 1/4, 649.5, and May was down 5.5, 654. March corn down 7.5, 556.25, May down 7 3/4 at 554.25. March soybeans up 14 cents, 1401 3/4, May was up 12 3/4, 1398 3/4.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.